爱能够带给人力量。
Love can bring man strength.
所以爱啊，能够让一个人更坚强。
So it can make a person even stronger.
基督徒的爱是一种很特别的爱。
The love of a Christian is a very special type of love.
因为基督徒的爱就是主耶稣基督的爱。
Because the love of a Christian is the love of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的爱是不自私的爱。
Jesus Christ's love is a unselfish love.
主耶稣的爱是一种牺牲的爱。
Jesus' love is a love of self-sacrifice.
基督徒的爱常常是带着祝福的爱。
A Christian's love is also often full of blessing.
那基督徒的爱常常是带着感恩的爱。
And a Christian's love is often also full of thanksgiving.
基督徒还有一个很特别的爱叫做膝盖的爱。膝盖。
The Christians also have a very special kind of love of called love of the knee.
就是谈到膝盖我们就知道就是我们的祷告。
Your knee as in your body part, and when we say that, it means we're talking about prayer.
我们请看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's look at 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章第三节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住的纪念你，想念你。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3. I thank God, whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers.
这里保罗说他在祷告当中常常提起提摩太。
Paul says here in his prayers, he often remembers Timothy.
这就是我们常常互相提醒说，在我们的祷告里头，我们要为谁祷告。
This is a reminder to us that when we pray, it reminds us who we should pray for.
那基督徒的爱常常是可以跟这个祷告是结合在一起的。
Christians' love can often be combined with their prayer.
那这是基督徒的一种很特别的爱。
The Christian love is very special in this way.
只有我们基督徒，我们能够把人的名字在施恩的宝座前来提出来。
That we can bring forth a person's name in our prayer when we pray.
那我们常常说我们的祷告就是来到施恩的宝座前。
We often say our prayer comes to the
mercy seat.
The mercy seat.
来在这个宝座前，我们的来得到怜悯，得到随时的帮助。
When our prayer comes from the mercy seat, we receive forgiveness and protection.
那我们把带祷的人放在祷告里头。
And when we pray for someone else in our prayer,
那同样这个人也可以得到神的怜悯，神的帮助。
This person also can receive God's forgiveness and God's help.
那最大的帮助当然是从神来的。
Of course, the greatest help comes from God.
那这种祷告的爱能够让人得到神的帮助。
This sort of love and prayer can bring forth God's love.
所以我说祷告是爱。
So I say prayer is love.
那我们常常祷告我们也不要忽略了这个为人代祷这个项目。
We pray often, and we should not forget to also pray for others.
这是神给我们一种很特殊的表现爱的方法。
This is a very special way that God gives us to express our love.
那我们如何用祷告来行出我们的爱？
How do we use prayer to express our love?
那主耶稣也给我们 一个很好的比喻，让我们来做学习。
And Jesus Christ has given us a very good parable for us to learn from.
请看路加福音十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章第五节。
Luke chapter 11 verse 5.
第五节，耶稣又说：“你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜到他那里去，说：‘朋友，请借给我三个饼。
”Verse 5. Then he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me three loaves of bread.'"
第六节，因为我有一个朋友行路来，他到我这里来，我没有什么给他摆上。
Verse 6. Because a friend of mine on the journey has come to me and have nothing to set before him.
第七节，那人在里面回答说：“不要搅扰我，我们已经关闭，孩子们也已同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。”
Verse 7. Then the one inside says, "Don't bother me. The door is already locked. My children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything."
第八节，我告诉你们，虽不应他是朋友起来给他，但因他情此迫切之求，就必起来照他所需要的给他。
Verse 8, I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
从这个比喻，主耶稣教导我们如何让我们的祷告成为爱。
In this parable, Jesus Christ teaches us how we can make our prayer into love.
第一个，就是讲到这种坚持、持续。
First is this the thing you do you do something unceasingly.
因为在这里有提到说，这个去借饼的人，他一直的求。
Because over here it says in this parable that this person kept asking for the food.
他觉得是很迫切的需要，所以他一直的求。
He desperately needed it, so he kept asking for it.
那到底是谁的需要？
Who actually needs it?
这个人他已经吃饱了，甚至他已经在床上睡觉。
The man he was asking was already full, and he actually was already in bed sleeping.
所以以他个人来讲，这个饼并不是他要吃的。
For that man, he didn't need the food.
而是他的一个远道而来的朋友，走很长的路，肚子是很饥饿。
But rather, it's for his friend who had come from a long distance that was hungry.
所以他是一直的求，是为了别人的需要一直的求。
So the man was asking for someone else's need. He asked unceasingly.
这就是没有自私的爱。
That is the unselfish love.
那这个祷告就是爱。
This prayer is love.
我们请参考出埃及记三十二章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记三十二章三十二节。
Exodus chapter 32, verse 32.
三十节
，Actually verse 30。
三十节到了第二天，摩西对百姓说：“你们犯了大罪，我如今要上主那里去，或者可以为你们赎罪。”
Verse 30. The next day, Moses said to the people, "You have committed a great sin, but now go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin."
摩西要到主的面前。
Moses was going to come in front of the Lord.
去为百姓来祈求。
To plead for the people of Israel.
这样的事情是反复的在出埃及记的过程里头出现。
This sort of thing kept happened multiple times in Exodus.
摩西不是为了自己来祈求，他是为了百姓来祈求。
Moses was not praying for himself, but praying for the people of Israel.
比如说在这里，神说要把这些百姓给灭了。
For example, over here, the Lord had said he was going to destroy the people of Israel.
这是非常紧急的事情。
This is, of course, a very, very desperate situation.
所以摩西到神的面前 为百姓来来迫切的祈求。
And Moses went in front of the Lord to plead for them.
摩西是出于诚心的。
Moses went with sincerity.
因为他爱这些百姓。
Because he loved the people.
他希望这些百姓能够得到神的赦免，能够进迦南地。
And he wished that the people would be forgiven and be able to enter into Canaan.
那摩西对他的祈求，他的动机。也是很纯正的。
The request by Moses to the Lord, the motivation for his request is also very, very pure.
因为他是为了神的荣耀。
Because he is doing it for the glory of the Lord.
神将百姓从埃及地带出来。
God brought the people of Israel out of Egypt.
周遭很多人都知道这个事情。
Many people around the region knew about that.
他们也都知道。这一群人就是要进入迦南地。
People in the region also knew the Israelites were going to enter into the land of Canaan.
如果这一群人都死在旷野，
if those people died in the wilderness,
那么神得不到荣耀，
then God would not be glorified.
所以摩西他的动机是很纯正的，他爱百姓，他为了神的荣耀。
Moses' motivation is very righteous and pure. It was to And he loved the people of Israel.
好，我们再看出埃及记三十三章。
Let's go. So look at Exodus chapter 33.
出埃及记三十三章十六节。
Exodus chapter 33, verse 16.
十六节，人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
Verse 16.How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?
这个摩西他了解整个事实。
Moses understood the whole situation.
他知道怎样才能够让神的名得到荣耀。
He knew what to do in order to glorify God's name.
所以他可以在神的面前为百姓 来祈求。
That's why he was able to plead for the Israelites in front of the Lord.
今天我们为我们的事情，我们当然常常是很迫切的一直的祈求。
Today in our lives, if it's something related to our lives, of course we'll pray very hard.
因为我们知道自己的软弱，知道自己的需要。
Because we know our own weaknesses and we know our own needs.
那如果我们也能够知道别人的软弱跟需要，
if we can also know other people's weaknesses and other people's needs,
那我们也才能够为别人来做这种爱的祷告。
Then we can also pray with this love for others as well.
所以我们当我们去知道别人的事情，有一个很重要的目的，就是要为了他祷告。
When we learn about other people and their lives, there's a very important reason. It is so that we can pray for them.
当我们知道别人的软弱，有一个很重要的目的，就是要为了他的软弱来祷告。
When we find out a person's weakness, there is a reason for that. It is so that we can pray for their weakness.
如果知道人的软弱，但是没有爱的话，那这个可能不是一件好事情。
If we know someone's weakness, but we don't do anything about it, we don't pray for them, then that may not be a good thing.
很多事情都必须要有爱在里头，这个事情才会是好的。
Many things need to have love within, then that will become a good thing.
那这个爱我们不要忽略了，祷告就是爱。
And love, let us not overlook that.Love is prayer. Prayer is love.
我们常常讲为某某人祷告。
We often say, let's pray for so and so.
我们真的要去把在祷告里头，就好像保罗所说的，他祷告里头，他纪念提摩太，想念提摩太。
We have to be like Paul, just when he, when for example, when he remembered Timothy.
所以我们弟兄姐妹之间。彼此的交通，这个是有它的重要的意义在里头的。
amongst ourselves, our brothers and sisters, when we talk, there is a purpose for this.
我们了解对方的需要，所以我们可以为他祷告。
We understand each other's needs so that we can pray for each other.
好，我们再看回路加福音十一章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 11.
Luke chapter 11, verse 9.
Luke chapter 11, verse 9. Luke chapter 11, verse 9.
第九节，我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Verse 9. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you.
第十节，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Verse 10. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
这个人他很专注的求他的邻居借饼给他。
This man was very insistent on borrowing bread from his neighbor.
最后他真的得到了饼。
And at the very end, he received the bread.
他专一直求就是为了饼这件事情。
He kept asking for the purpose of getting the bread.
那所以我们的祷告，无论是为了我们自己，为了别人，我们要有一个目标。
Therefore, similarly, our prayer, whether it's for ourselves or for someone else, it should have, there should be a goal.
我的需要，这个人的需要。
My needs, that person's needs.
那我们看很多的祷告的例子啊，他都是这样子的，他有一个特别的目标或者目的在那个祷告里头。
We can see many examples that, of prayer that when someone prays, there is a goal, a purpose in their prayer.
主耶稣在行神迹的时候，有很多有时候他也是会要人把他的目标目的讲出来。
When Jesus Christ is performing miracles, he would also ask for that person's location and their purpose.
一个人要得神迹，当然他会向主耶稣来求。
If someone wanted a miracle, of course they would go and ask for Jesus.
就好像今天我们借着祷告来向神祈求。
Just like today, we would pray, we would ask God through our prayers.
请看马可福音第九章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 9.
马可福音九章五十一节。
Mark chapter 9, verse 51.
第十章，第十章五十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 51.
五十一节，耶稣说：“要我为你做什么？”瞎子说：“拉波尼，我要能看见。”
Verse 51. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see."
一个瞎眼的人，他来到主耶稣的面前。
A blind man came in front of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣。没有马上医治他的眼睛。
And Jesus Christ did not immediately heal his eyes.
在这里主耶稣是先问了他一句话，要我为你做什么。
Jesus first asked him one question, what do you want me to do for you?
这个给我们祷告祈求的一个很好的一个启发。
This is a very good reminder for our prayers.
我们不是很例行的，现在安排的时间是祷告，那我们就跪下来祷告。
We're not doing things out of habit. When it's time to pray, let's just kneel down and pray.
我们很多时候要自己先想清楚，我到底要祷告什么。
We should be thinking about when we pray, what are we praying for?
我要为别人祷告，我要为他祷告什么。
If I'm praying for someone else, what am I praying for that other person?
这个人的软弱是什么？
What is that person's weakness?
这个人的需要 是什么？
What is that person's needs?
我们的爱心常常是 想要真的让对方能够得着帮助。
We often want our love to help others.
好，那所以祷告就是爱。
Therefore, prayer is love.
好，我们要针对别人的需要来代祷。
We have to pray toward that person's need.
好，那当然为我们自己也是这样子。
And also, when we pray for ourselves, it is the same thing.
好，所以我们要灵恩会到了，我们要准备一下，到底我们要祷告什么。
Spiritual convocation has come. We have to know what are we praying for.
好，我在生活上，在灵性上，我有什么需要
？In my life, in my spirituality, what do I need?
好，我需要神在什么事情上面帮助我
？What do I need from God to help in my life?
好，我要为我的家，为我们的，我们为我们的家人祷告，我们为他们求什么
？If I pray for my family, what do I pray for?
好，我们为教会祷告，我们为教会求什么
？If I pray for church, what do I pray for the church?
好，我们的祷告是要有一个目标，有个方向的。
Our prayer should have a goal and have a direction.
好，再请看约翰福音二十章。
Let's also look at John chapter 20.
John 福音二十章，好十五节。
John chapter 20, verse 15.
十五节，耶稣问他说：“妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？”啊，玛利亚以为是看眼的，就对他说：“先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。”
verse 15. Woman, he said, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?Thinking he was a gardener, he said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him.
在这里主耶稣问这个玛利亚说，你为什么哭？
Over here, Jesus Christ asked Mary, why are you crying?
有时候我们在祷告里头，我们说用这个 cry out, 用哭求的。
During our prayer, we often cry out to the Lord.
真的有时候听弟兄姐妹祷告的声音，真的就像那种哭求的那种声音。
And when we hear the prayers of our brothers and sisters, sometimes it truly sounds like they're crying.
那主耶稣也是要问你为什么哭。
Jesus Christ also wants to ask us, why are you crying?
或许我们心中真的觉得很愁苦。
Maybe our heart truly is very sorrowful.
或许我们真的在很大的冲突或者困难里头。
Maybe we are in a very difficult conflict right now.
所以很自然的，我们在祷告当中，在神的面前，我们来哭求。
And very naturally, when we pray, our prayer will sound like crying.
但是神也是要我们想清楚。
God also wants us to know very clearly.
我们祷告的目标、目的到底是什么
？What is the goal of our prayer？
好，我们再看《列王记上》十七章。
Let's look at First Kings chapter 17.
列王记上十七章十九节。
First Kings chapter 17, verse 19.
十九节，现在你差遣人召集以色列众人和侍奉巴利的那四百五十个先知，并耶洗别所供养侍奉亚瑟拉的那四百个先知，使他们都上加密山去见我。列王记上十七章。十七章十九节，对不起哈。以利亚对他说：“把你儿子交给我。”以利亚就从妇人怀中将孩子接过来，抱到他所住的楼中，放在自己的床上。
First Kings chapter 17, verse 19. Give me your son, Elijah replied. He took him from her arms, carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him on the bed.
这个以利亚住在这个撒勒华的寡妇家里。
Elijah was living at the widow in Zarephath's house.
结果 过了一阵子，那个寡妇的儿子死了。
And after some time, the widow's son had died.
那这个寡妇就来找这个以利亚。
His widow then came to Elijah.
她觉得说可能是因为以利亚所以呢，她这个儿子死了。
She thought that it was probably because of Elijah. Elijah was the reason that her son died.
所以呢，以利亚说：“把你的儿子交给我。”
Elijah said, "Give me your son."
二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
以利亚就求告主说：“主我的神啊，我寄居在这寡妇家里，你就降祸于他，使他儿子死了吗？”
Verse 20. Then he cried out to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, have you brought tragedy also upon this widow I am staying with by causing her son to die?"
那既然这是这个寡妇的怀疑啊，怀疑说因为以利亚，所以她的孩子死了。
Because this was the widow's doubt that it was because of Elijah that her son died.
那她这个寡妇的儿子死了，也是摆在眼前的一个事实。
The widow's son dying was a fact.
那以利亚他事实摆在眼前，他也没有一个很有力的方法来做解释。
And with such a startling fact in front of Elijah, he did not have a way to explain this.
那一定需要神出面。
And therefore, he needed God to intervene.
二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
以利亚三次伏在孩子的身上，求告主说：“主我的神啊，求你使这孩子的灵魂仍住他的身体。”
Verse 21. Then he stretched himself out on the boy three times, and cried to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, let this boy's life return to him."
以利亚所要做的大事情还没有完成。
Elijah's the task of Elijah was still not complete.
所以这件事情对他来讲很重要。
Therefore, this task right now is very important.
对人来讲，这是不可能的，让一个死了的孩子再活过来。
To a regular person, this is impossible to have someone resurrect from the dead.
但是这是以利亚跟这一位寡妇他们现在所迫切需要的。
But that is what Elijah and that widow desperately needed at that moment.
照说，神人来到他家，应该带来神的恩典。
A man of God, when he comes to your house, he should be bringing the blessings of God.
那过去的日子看起来也真的是神的恩典。
And previously, Elijah had brought blessings to their house.
因为他们借着一点点的面，一点点的油。他们就能够维持生活。
Because through a little bit of oil, a little bit of flour, they're able to stay keep their life.
但是对寡妇来讲，有一件很重要的事情，就是她的儿子。
But to the widow, there's a very important thing that she had, which is her son.
她的孩子可以好好的活着，这个比什么都还重要。
For her son to live well, it is more important than anything else.
那对以利亚来讲他现在也真的是很着急。
And at this time when her son died, Elijah was also very, very, very nervous.
他好像是给这个家庭带来的灾祸。
It is like he brought a tribulation onto this household.
所以这个是他的需要，求神怜悯，让这个孩子活过来。
That was Elijah's need, and he asked God to have mercy and bring the son back to life.
好，所以以利亚就很专注的为这个事情祷告。
And Elijah prayed very earnestly for the child to resurrect.
好，求神让这孩子的灵魂仍然回到他的身体。
He asked for the son's spirit to return to his body.
二十二节。
Let's look at verse 22.
主应允以利亚的话，孩子的灵魂仍住他的身体，他就活了。
The Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived.
所以圣经里头很多的例子，我们都看到那个很重要的祷告，它都有一个很明确的目标目的在里头。
We can see from many examples that the important prayers all have a very important purpose in them.
这样的 这样子我们的祷告也才能够持续。
And only then can our prayers be continuous and unceasing.
好，我们再看路加福音的二十二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章三十一节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 31.
三十一节，主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好塞你们，像塞麦子一样。”
Verse 31, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat.
三十二节，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后，要兼顾你的弟兄。
Verse 32, But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have returned back, strengthen your brothers.
主耶稣将要被钉十字架之前，这是一个非常紧张的时刻。
The time right before Jesus Christ was going to be nailed, that was a very, nervous time.
在人的层面来看，这些法利赛人、这些长老，他们已经很用心的要除掉耶稣。
From looking at the situation at the time, the Pharisees and elders were very, very determined to eliminate Jesus.
那在灵界里头，这撒旦啊也是在工作着。
In the spiritual realm, the Satan was also working hard, doing his work.
但是主耶稣的门徒，他们似乎都没有感觉到。
But Jesus Christ's disciples, they barely felt anything.
所以比如彼得跟主耶稣在客西马尼园里头祷告的时候，彼得是睡着了。
That's why when they were praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter and the disciples fell asleep.
那在这里，主耶稣说对彼得说：“撒旦想要得着你们。”
Over here, Jesus said to Peter that he said that Satan wanted to take them.
这个。撒旦他们，撒旦啊，甚至要借着主耶稣遇害这件事情，也想要打倒这些门徒。
Satan even wanted to use the tribulation against Jesus to knock down the disciples.
那主耶稣他知道。
And of course, Jesus Christ knew this.
所以三十二节主耶稣说：“我已经为你们祷告了。”
And in verse 32, Jesus said to Peter, He said, "I pray for you."
那主耶稣在客西马尼园里头的那一种啊，那一种认真的祷告啊，也是一样。除了为自己，他也为门徒祷告。
Jesus' prayer in Garden of Gethsemane was the same way. Not only He prayed firmly not only for himself, but also for his disciples.
主耶稣他知道他要祷告什么。
Jesus Christ knew what he was praying for.
所以他可以连续三次的，很警醒的来向天父祷告。
That's why he was able to pray unceasingly for three times in a row.
所以祷告要能够持续，我们一定要有目标在。
For our prayer to be unceasing, we have to have a goal.
好，我们再看回路加福音十一章。
Let's go to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章十一节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 11.
十一节，你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼还给他石头呢？求鱼还拿蛇给他啊，当鱼给他呢？
Verse 11, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, he will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion?
十二节，求鸡蛋还给他蝎子呢？
Verse 12, if he asks for an egg, will you give him a scorpion?
十三节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Verse 13, if you then, who though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children,How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
为什么能够让我们的爱啊成为一种爱？ 这我们的祷告成为一种爱。
How do we make our prayer into love?
就是神的应许。
It is through the promise of God.
神的那一种百分之百的应许。
It is 100% promise.
好像父母亲的爱，甚至胜过父母亲的爱。
Just like the love of our father and mother, in fact, it exceeds the love of our father. God, Jesus Christ exceeds the love of our father and mother.
照我们的能力，我们是常常是没有办法去帮助人。
By our own strength, we often cannot help others.
但是不等于我们就没有办法显出我们的爱心去帮助人。
But that does not mean that we cannot show our love to help others.
因为我们还有这种膝盖的爱。
Because we have this, the love of our knee.
就是我们为人的祷告。
That is our prayer for others.
神给我们的对祷告的应许，它绝对是真实的。
The promise that God gave us for our prayers, it will be true.
那但是就是要透过我们像这里所描述的这样子，很坚持的、持续的、不断的祷告。
But it has to go as according to what Jesus Christ described here, and it has to be unceasing.
我们为自己的祷告，神一定会回应。
If we do, if we make a prayer, God will listen to us.
为自己，神会回应，为我们自己的祷告。
If we pray for ourselves, God will reply to us.
同样的，为别人的祷告，神也一定会回应。
But if we pray for others, He will also reply.
但是我们常常想，为什么不只祷告一次，神就回应我们？
But why we think about it? Why is that we have to pray more than once for God to reply to us?
为什么常常是要这种所谓的不停止的一直的求？
Why is it we have to ask constantly and never stop?
因为神的爱不是那一种溺爱。
Because God's love is not a indulgent love.
父母亲有时候对儿女的爱是这种溺爱。
The love that parents give to their children sometimes is indulgent love.
那神对我们的爱是完整的。
But the love that God gives is a complete love.
神知道我们人应该尽怎样的本分。
God knows what we should do as human beings.
所以通常是我们有尽了我们的本该尽的本分。然后我们做不到的，神来做。
It's usually if we do as what we need as humans, and we're not able to complete it, God will help us with that remaining part.
神绝对不会，我们可以做应该做的，神绝对不会把它减轻。
If we have duties that we're supposed to do, God will not reduce them.
比如说我们看约翰福音二十一章。
Let's look at John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章第三节。
John chapter 21 verse 3.
第三节，西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”他们说：“我们也和你同去。”他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。
John chapter 21 verse 3.I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got in the boat, but that night they caught nothing.
不晓得我们有没有想过，为什么神不在那一个晚上，就像他，主耶稣不在那一个晚上，就向他们显现。
I don't know if any of you have thought about this, like, why is it that Jesus Christ didn't appear to them that night when they went out?
一样要赐给他们满网的鱼，那为什么不那一个晚上就来向他们显现？
He was going to give them a net full of fish. Why not just give it to them that very night?
为什么要让他们整晚捕不到鱼，等到隔天的清晨才向他们显现？
Why did he have them fish the whole night and appear to them in the morning?
但是事实就是这样子。
But regardless, that is what happened.
主耶稣是到是等他们劳碌了整晚，然后才告诉他们往哪里去撒网。
This is the reality is that Jesus Christ had them fish the whole night. Then in the morning, he told them where to cast the net.
以人来看是那一整晚就好像他们很浪费时间、浪费力气。
To a regular person, you might think that the disciples wasted a whole night.
但是在神来看，那是必须的过程。
But in the eyes of the Lord, it is something that they needed to go through.
那一个过程也一定是有是必要的，而且是有意义的。
And for them to go through that, there was a purpose and a need for it.
相信如果我们在场的话，我们一定可以有所额外的学习。
I believe that if we were in that situation, we could learn from that as well.
那我们从第三者来看，你仔细的去想，相信你也一定可以从当中得到一些启发。
If we think about this situation from a third party, we can come to certain realizations when we study it.
那我要再强调一次，神的应许。
I want to emphasize again about God's promise.
好，神的应许绝对不会受人或者环境来限制。
God's promise will not be constrained by the environment or by man.
好，这就是为什么我们的祷告可以是爱。
That is why our prayer can become love.
好，我们请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音六章第七节。
John chapter 6 verse 7。
第七节，腓力说回答说，就是有二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
Chapter 6 verse 7. Philip answered him, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite.
我们先看再看第五节。
Look at verse 5.
耶稣举目看许多的人，就对腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼给这些人吃呢？”
Verse 5. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?"
第六节，他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
Verse 6. He asked us only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do.
主耶稣已经应许，来到他这里的人要得到饱足。
Jesus Christ already promised those who come to him will be blessed.
但是对人来看，第七节腓力说，纵然我们有二十两的银子，也买不到那么多的饼。
But if we look at verse 7 from the eyes of humans, Philip said that 8 months' wages will not be enough to buy everyone a bite.
买不到、啊、就是买得到，也一个人只能够吃一点点。
We can't buy it, and even if we could buy it, we can only give a very little bit to everyone.
第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
有个门徒就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说：“这里有一个孩童，带着五个大麦饼、两条鱼，只是分给这许多的人，还算什么呢？”
Verse 8. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up.Here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?
所以另外这个安德烈说，五个饼，我们有五个饼两条鱼，但是这个又算什么？
One of the disciples, Andrew, said that we have five breads and two fishes, but what can that do?
但是我们都知道，最后是所有的人都吃饱了。
We know in the end of the story is that everyone was filled.
神的应许，他不会受人或者时或者环境来限制。
God's promise cannot be limited by the environment or by man.
这就是为什么我们真的能够好好的来用这个祷告来行出我们的爱。
That's why we have to pray hard to express our love.
真的我们人是很有限的。
And yes, our, as humans, we are truly very limited.
我们真的很想去爱别人，但是我们的能力有限。
We want to love others, but we are limited by our strength.
但是不要忘了，我们有这个膝盖的爱。
But let us not forget, we have this love of the knee.
神的应许是不受限制的。
God's promise is not restricted by anything.
所以今天我们能够在信仰的道路上面能够站立得住，我们相信有许多人在为我们代祷。
That's why in our faith, when we stand in our faith, we believe that many people are praying for us.
所以我们也要为别人代祷。
That's why, and because of that, we also have to pray for others.
我们最后看列王记上第三章。
Lastly, look at 1 Kings chapter 3.
列王记三记上第三章第十节。
First Kings chapter 3 verse 10。
第十节，所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。
Verse 10, the Lord was pleased that Solomon asked for this.
这里说神喜悦所罗门王的祈求。
Verse 10 said that the Lord was pleased with Solomon's request.
所罗门王是求智慧。
Solomon requested for wisdom.
他为什么求智慧？
Why did he ask for wisdom?
因为他是国王，他需要治理国家，治理百姓。
Solomon asked for wisdom because he was a king and he needed to administer his kingdom.
有智慧，他才能够来带给百姓有幸福、有平安的生活。
Only with wisdom can he bring blessings and peace to his people.
所以所罗门的祈求是有目的、有目标的。
Solomon's request had a purpose.
就是他需要智慧。
He needed wisdom.
那他的智慧是为了百姓。
And his wisdom was for the people of Israel.
就是等于就是说他的祷告是为了百姓。他的这个祈求是为了百姓。
Which means that his request was for the people of Israel.
就好像我们的祷告是为了别人祷告。
Just like our prayer,
为别人代祷。
Our prayer, we are praying for others.
十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
你所没有求的，我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子，列王中没有一个人比你的。
Verse 13, Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that in your lifetime you have no equal among kings.
大家所想要的，但是所罗门王所没有求的，神说我赐给你。
What everyone wants, but what Solomon did not ask for, God gave it to him anyway.
这个记载在圣经里头，所以它是一个公开的秘密。
This is recorded in the Bible, and that's why it is an open secret.
我们不一定需要为自己求。
We do not necessarily need to pray for ourselves.
我们为别人求，但是神知道，神也会额外的来赏赐给我们。
We can ask for others, and God knows, and He will also provide for us.
祷告之所以是爱，因为在我们的祷告里头有很多的代祷。
Our prayer, because it is love, we pray for others.
那为什么我们能够很放心的、很勇敢的来为别人代祷
？And why is it that we can pray earnestly and without any fear for others?
不是怕别人哈。
Without any worries for others.
我们为别人祷告，我们一定能够，我们是能够胜过我们的这种自私。
When we pray for others, it is so that we can overcome our self-centeredness.
就是因为这里的这个公开的秘密。
It's because of this secret here in the Book of Solomon.
神对所罗门说，你所没有为自己求的。我也给你。
Because God said to Solomon here that what you did not ask for, I will give to you.
我们一起唱诗264首。
Let's sing hymn 264.